subject in a community they have a meaningful connection with. Fellows are provided with comprehensive training, personal and professional development coaching, $40,000 in funding, and wraparound supports to design, plan, and implement an innovative project in their community. Submit your application today at www.pathyfellowship.com.
Hey, we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michael Zuzek, and you're joining CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. I'll be creating new music in CFRC's studio and doing a live performance on November 24th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Tune in if you enjoy rock and want to hear some newly written tunes from the Kingston region. In the meantime, catch up with me on Instagram at Michael Zuzek, and feel free to listen to my newly released album, Everest, anywhere you can stream.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see what's brewing.
Hey, this is Brendan Canning from Broken Social Scene. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
Welcome back. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is the 11 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. My name is May, and you are tuned into The Mood with May. And we're also located on the lower level of Carruthers Hall. I don't think I said that, but we're in the basement. Yesterday, we weren't in the basement, or not yesterday, last week, we weren't in the basement. So that was fun. Debated doing it again this week, but I am so tired. If you are a student, or if you've been a student, and I feel like I say this all the time because I'm just constantly like stretched so thin with assignments, you understand what it's like to be a student at this point in the year when you have exams pending, you have final assignments. If you're like me, you have group work in all of your classes, which is so fun. Working with a group is my most favorite thing ever. It's actually, it gives me so much joy to do an assignment meant for five people by myself. I actually, like, I can't contain my happiness right now. So that leads me into today's theme, which is just cafe vibes in general. I feel like the playlist is going to switch up as I continue to go through the hour, just because I kind of put it together a little bit quickly because I have been very busy with things. I realized when I was speaking to our lovely tech manager, Chance, that I actually did not include any jazz in a cafe playlist, which doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to make some changes to incorporate some more jazz for you guys. Also, because I love jazz and I'm very upset at my own oversight. So, I don't know. Let's talk about coffee, because if you did hear the beginning of the hour, there's a promo for a new show called What's Brewing, and that is hosted by none other than me. So if you want to tune in, the first episode airs on Tuesday next week. I believe that's the 26th at 7:30 a.m., which is really early. I probably won't be live. I'll probably pre-record, but we'll pretend that I'm in live. I'm going to be playing fresh Canadian music. So new releases, things that I've been enjoying. And I'm excited for it because it's centered around the idea that it's like a long enough episode for you to enjoy it with your cup of coffee or tea or whatever you drink in the morning. I drink all of the above. If you ask my housemates about my coffee cart, they'll probably roll their eyes or get really excited because I make them drink. Every time I make a drink for myself, I also make drinks for them because I love to make a little drink. My study procrastination task is making food or beverages because I love to like work with my hands. So take that how you will. But without further ado, I guess we'll get into the first few songs that I have prepared for you guys today. Again, I'm going off of the idea that this is like a cafe. If I was a barista, this is what I would put on the cafe speakers to lord over all of the customers that are coming in so that they think I'm the coolest person with the best music taste, because I am. So I don't know what to tell you. So the first song that I have coming up for you is by Mazzy Star, and it's one of the tracks. I don't think it's like very popular, at least. Well, yeah, it's a little bit popular, but I feel like when people talk about Mazzy Star, they talk specifically about the album with Fade Into You, which is So Tonight That I Might See, which is an amazing album, completely 100% no skips. But Quiet the Winter Harbor, which is off of the EP Still, is also one of my favorite tracks. I mean, every Mazzy Star album is all hits, no misses. So if you don't listen to Mazzy Star, I recommend that you begin today. This is your sign. After that, we are going to play a track by Grand Eugene called Mile End. This is a group out of Montreal, I believe. And this is off of their latest EP released in June called Les Vacances d'été. That's summer vacations, for those of you who don't speak French. I don't know why I was like, I'm not trying to flex. I'm not good at speaking French. But and then after that, we are going to play a request by The Lovely Chance, which is On the Sunny Side of the Street by Dizzy Gillespie, Sunny Stitt, and Sunny Rollins. Lots of sunnies. So, without further ado, Quiet the Winter Harbor right here on CFRC.ca.
Got a harbor Thank you. button up your hats, coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to On the Sunny Side of the Street by Dizzy Gillespie and the Sunnies. There's many of them. Before that, we had a lovely track by Grand Eugene called Mile End off of their new EP as of June. And then at the top of that set, we had Quiet, The Winter Harbor by Massey Starr, probably an all-time favorite of mine. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. You're tuned into The Mood with May. We're about 20 minutes through the hour. And before we get into the next few tracks, I'd like to take a few moments and tell you about something that's going on at the station that is very important if you are a listener to CFRC. We are currently in the process of our funding drive, which goes until December 31st. This is something that allows us to continue operating as a station and operating in the interest of the community. I believe our goal this year is $25,000. So every little bit counts. Even if it's $5, the cost of your morning coffee, anything to make sure that we can continue to put on the wonderful programming that we try to put on for you. Hopefully if you're tuned in, you do think our programming is at least decent, as well as any of our community initiatives and programs that we do. We have DJ workshops. We do the shortwave theater camp in the summertime for, I believe it's for kids, but I think we're trying to do one for adults this year. And then anything else that we're doing in the community, you know, we work with a lot of community groups to put PSAs on our air so that they can get more awareness. And we're also just like, I feel like a stronghold in the community for people who love music. We try to bring you the best music, fresh music, Canadian music. We try to represent local artists. And we can't do any of that without funding. So this is the one time of the year that we ask for you to go to our website, cfrc.ca. You can go to donate now. It gives you options on different tiers that you want to donate. And then it also, during our funding drive, we're going to be putting on raffles for anybody who donates. So for every $5 that you donate between now and December 31st, you get entered into a raffle to win prizes from our lovely community partners. So that includes Tara's Natural Food Store, Novel Idea, The Screening Room, and lots of other lovely, lovely places downtown and around Kingston. So that's my little spiel for now. But please consider at least going to the website and seeing what that's all about. And if you want more information, you can reach out to any of us here at the station, whether it's a radio station host that you like listening to or to one of our staff members, and we can give you a better idea of maybe what that goes towards, what type of stuff we are looking to fund in the next year or so. So moving on to our next few tracks here. The first one that we have coming up is another Montreal band, which again, if you've tuned in before, you know that I skew towards Montreal artists when I look at my CanCon, and that's because I genuinely just love everything that comes out of the Montreal scene. I believe that they have like this unique sound. They don't necessarily follow what music sounds like now. Like, they're kind of in their own bubble, which most of Quebec is, but in this case it's a good thing. And it gives them a lot of unique sounds. I find that there's a lot of like eclectic electroacoustic sounds that come out of Montreal. So the first song that I'll be playing is off of an EP that was released at the beginning of April. It's by a band called En Stereo, and the song is called Clair Obscur. After that, we have another request by Chance, which is by Chad Van Galen, and that's Bare Feet on Wet Grip Tape. And then at the end of the set, we're closing it off with yet another Montreal track. And this is Anjou by Chaux Sauvage. This is a new track released December 13th. So if you enjoy that, definitely check the rest of their discography out. And I believe if they're putting out a new song, then there might be an album on the way, fingers crossed, because I love their music. So without further ado, Clair Obscur, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And welcome back. You just finished listening to Anjou by Chose Sauvage. Before that, we had some lovely tracks. First, we had, En Stereo with Claire Obscur. And then in the middle, we had Bare Feet on Wet Grip Tape by Chad Van Galen. Sorry, it's a Dutch name. I want to make sure I'm at least trying to pronounce it correctly. Because pronunciation is hard, guys, okay? Today, we've been going through just like cafe-sounding music, what I would play if I was a barista. If any of the cafes in Kingston are hiring, please hire me because I promise I know how to make coffee. I have an espresso machine at home. But you need experience to work as a barista, and it doesn't count that you make your own, like, coffee and for all of your friends all the time. So unfortunately, I can't make wonderful, yummy coffee drinks for the public. And I also can't flex my amazing cafe playlist for them. So unfortunate on a lot of ends. So that's why we're doing it today. Also because it's exam season and it's hard to be a student right now. I guess to talk once more about the funding drive, because again, it's just very important. Coming from somebody who's a student and who's constantly stressed out, and especially in my first year, felt very lost on campus because I didn't fit in with the groups that were forming around me. I definitely think that if you are a student, even if you can't donate, come volunteer with us and, you know, discover the community that we have here at the station. I think it's important for people to feel welcome. I know myself, every time I'm in the station, sitting in the lounge doing work, hanging out with some of the other people who tend to linger or work around here, I try to be as friendly as possible, even if I'm not having a great day, because I know what it feels like to be that person on campus who doesn't feel like they have a place to go to. Or they don't have a community and they don't resonate with their peers in their classes. Coming from somebody who is in commerce and is probably the least commerce type person in the world, it's tough. And finding the station here in my second year was probably what kept me going here at Queen's. Otherwise, would I have dropped out? It's in the air. But I'm leaning towards probably yes, or at least very much transferred to another university. So if you're feeling lost, if you're tuning in, and even if you're a community member and you're not part of the Queen's student body, please drop by, check us out. If you feel like you have an idea for a show, if you feel like you just want to participate with something, we always need volunteers to work in our library. We need volunteers for working community events and tabling and helping out with other things around the station. There's always something to do. So even if you can't donate during the funding drive, come out to some of our events. We have a wrestling event on the 30th and we're doing a radio-a-thon. Oh my God, I completely forgot to even mention this. We're doing a radio-a-thon, so 24 hours of live radio on Wednesday next week, the 27th. So from 8 a.m. on Wednesday to 8 a.m. on the following Thursday, we're going to be live for 24 hours, which is crazy. And it's so fun. And we're going to have after midnight specials. So I'm going to be doing my regular slot at 11 a.m. And then I'm also going to be jumping on at like 1 a.m. I'm also going to be jumping on other people's slots and saying hi. So if you enjoy live radio, tune in for that. You know, maybe call in, give us a request, do what you need to do. But that's fun. And then, yeah, wrestling event at the Spire on the 30th. It's going to be fun. There's going to be good tunes and you get to watch people wrestle, which is fun. I don't know if you like wrestling. I like wrestling. I don't know any of the technical knowledge and words to talk about it, but I know it's fun. So, yeah, without further ado, the next few songs that I have for you. The first one is by a band called 800 Cherries. I believe they're out of Japan in the 90s. This is off of, Tokyo, Japan, electronic duo. This is off of their album Romantico, which was remastered in 2022, which is pretty cool. And it was released in 1998 originally. After that, we have High Moon by the Oracle Sisters, which is a group that I just discovered. And they're pretty cool. They're based in Paris, so another French artist. And then we're going to finish it off with I've Got You Under My Skin by the one, the only Oscar Peterson. If you don't know who that is, it's like a legend in Canadian jazz. So we'll see what time we're at after that. And then I'll come back, say bye and play us out with a song or two. So without further ado, Painty Paint Pots by 800 Cherries here on CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May.
To the
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Oscar Peterson with his lovely song. I promise I know what the name of it is. I just put it away. I've Got You Under My Skin off of his album Icon. I think that's literally just... I think it's just what it was released under. I don't think that's the actual album. I lied. Before that, we had High Moon by Oracle Sisters, and at the top of that set, Painty Paint Pots by 800 Cherries, which is a Japanese electronic duo. Very interesting. They only have two albums, so if you enjoyed that track, definitely check out the other album and the rest of the one I played. I guess this is the last little bit of the hour. I'm going to play us out with some new-ish Montreal-based artists, because what else would I do on my show? Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been The Mood with May, and if you enjoy my show, then you should tune in for my new show, What's Brewing, which premieres Tuesday, November 26th. At 7:30 a.m. If you're up that early, it's a good way to start your day. Some new Canadian music to have with your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, whatever beverage you choose to drink in the morning to get you out of bed. I think it's a good accompaniment. And it's only 30 minutes, 7:30 to 8 a.m. So it's short, it's sweet, and it's the things that I've been enjoying, and hopefully you will enjoy too. So without further ado, the first song that I'm going to play for you today is by an artist called Marie Chenier. I've been following them for quite a lot of time. I also follow them on social media, so that's cool. They have 199 monthly listeners, so we can definitely increase that. But this is off of their new single, which is Défier ton corps. But this is the song Si Seulement. After that, sorry, we have Pour Your Heart Out by Hildegard, Helena Delande, and Ori. I believe they're Montreal-based. Yes. It's a collaboration. They have a lot of like music that they've released together. I believe this is off their second EP as like under their collaboration. And then to finish things off, we have a song by Sophia Nolan, which is an artist I discovered today, actually, and wanted to throw them in. This is off of their new album UFO Religion, and it's called Jurjura. I don't know how to pronounce it, but definitely check out the album. I'm gonna dive into it later on. It does look like it has like Arabic script beside it. I don't know how to read that, but hopefully you enjoy, and definitely check out their album UFO Religion, because then you can see what the track is called, because I definitely cannot pronounce it. So without further ado, Si Seulement by Marie Chenier.
Si seulement je...
Je
lips in my cup on an easy evening. For your last drop, sip on my lip, baby, you are coming clean.
Alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada. Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
We are the Arcade Fire. You're listening to CFRC.